Good morning, beautiful people. Yes, we are back. We are back. Nelima Chowdhury and Natalie Bartram, and also Mr. Steve. Steve is just here just to like rein us in when we digress, and you know, yes, we go off
a,
on
he has
one
a look, doesn't he?
He does. He does.
Teacher
doesn't
look.
Yeah, he's the adult here to control us crazy children. He calls us crazy guys, but no, we are not crazy. What are we now?
We're novel seeking.
Our madness is a breakthrough, inshallah.
Actually, let's start with a quote.
Yep, come on, let's do that. Yes, go on that.
Creativity is only intelligence having fun.
It is indeed.
Albert Einstein.
And, yeah. And today's episode is called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. It's Okay Not to Be Okay. So yes, guys, and today's episode is dedicated to all you men out there. You know, feel
there's a line of them outside.
Feel grateful, guys. I'm dedicating one whole episode to all you men out there, all around the world. Yep. So inshallah, you have fun, you know, listening to us because we're having so much fun here. And yeah, anyway, right. So let's not digress. Bye, Paula. Rein it in.
It was Mental Health Day, wasn't it? This
it
week?
Was. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So Wednesday, the 19th of November, was Men's Mental Health Day. And it's celebrated all around the world. But this year, it was celebrated in the most amazing manner in Aylesbury, in the Friars Square Shopping Centre at Unit 33. I went and witnessed many people making such a difference in this world, honestly, and that they just dedicated like their lives, you know, to helping other people in any which way they can. And it was just beautiful just to sit there and watch them do exactly that, and they're touching lives everywhere. And I was just amazed. I was actually in awe of everything that they're doing.
So nice to see it mainstream.
It is. I just like, didn't, yeah, you know, like, especially like the community in Aylesbury, like I didn't realize that they're trying to make a difference, and inshallah they will do, and already they are. It was so busy now, and if people can go into my Facebook media, social media, like Instagram posts as well, they can see exactly, you know, what I mean by this. And it was just absolutely an amazing experience.
And you had the most awesome t-shirt, I must admit. When I was posting the videos on our Instagram, btma.d, I just thought, yeah, that's just so. Where did you get it from? Where was it from?
I got it from this shop online, and it's like Boys Get Sad Too.
Oh, they have all the cool hoodies, don't
yes,
they?
Yes,
the
yes, they do. They do. Yes, so I ordered a t-shirt as well as a hoodie,
and
the t-shirt was most relevant because it has boxing gloves on it,
yes,
and it was just saying like, it's not about how many times you can get hit. It's about how many times you get hit and you move forward. And that was another quote from Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, who was one of my favorite of all times. Like, you know, I went back to boxing, and he was like, I used to watch him as a child, like religiously. Every week I would put that on and I just watch Rocky.
Really?
Yes,
franchise
I would.
Franchise of films I never saw.
But
maybe
one of
I'm
his quotes,
have to watch
you
them.
Know, one of his quotes in one of the, it was probably Rocky V or something.
How many were there? Rocky V?
Yeah. He's telling his son, it is not about how many times you get hit. It is about how many times you get hit and you get back up.
Resilience.
Yeah, resilience. Resilience. And yeah, that just kind of stayed with me, and had a t-shirt, and that was, I just bought it and I wore that on that day. I wore it on the day, and they realized it straight away. They just watched me walk in and they're like, wow.
Well, that happens when you walk in any room, Nelly. Everybody was like, wow.
They were like, who are you? And I said, I'm Nelima Ahadchowdhury. I did my famous introduction, right? That you always go on about now. That I just go in there and I'm like, hi, I'm Nelima Ahadchowdhury. And this is exactly how I met Frank.
Yes.
I just walked up to his gates and I just did my thing. And you know, he allowed me into his space, his private space, because of that.
Yeah.
So, I was just being raw and real, I guess. But anyway.
That's why we love you.
Thank you. But anyway, let's get back to men's mental health. So,
at this event at Unit 33, sounds like a film, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Unit 33.
Yeah.
what charities were there? Who was there?
There was all kinds of charities. So there was Mind for Mental Health, there was Cancer and Research, there was Heart, you know, like diabetes charities. Yeah, there were so many. I was like, there's a whole list of them. If you go into like their website, then you can see exactly what they do. And they have like drop-ins like every single, not every single day. It's Tuesday till Friday, actually. So they don't do Mondays. Tuesday, 10 till 4 p.m.
Is that just for men or for everyone?
No, it's for everyone.
Oh, nice.
It's for everyone.
I like that.
They did a special event for men on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because of Men's International Health Day. But yeah, it's for everyone. It's open. And I don't think they don't advertise enough. This is what I was telling them. And they're like, well, this is why you've come into our lives, to advertise us. Yeah. So they had people like Macmillan, the cancer. Cancer Society. And they have the diabetes. It's called... No diabetes, fight diabetes.
You know why though? I mean, my art business, I'm doing quite a lot of creative collaboration for other charities at the minute, and it's because they're all doing it for free. You know, they have side jobs as
it
well.
It is though, but that's the beauty of it, the voluntary work. I've told my children in their holidays, we are going in there and we're going to help.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, mum, yeah, we'll do that. So they had, you know, like you were saying, the charities, they had Be Healthy and they had free health tests available.
Oh, nice.
And so I did my one, and then I went and dragged my trainer and said, you know what, Mike, you need to go in and have a
who won who was the healthiest?
Well, I'd like to say, do you know what, he won.
Did it? Well, he should, if he's your trainer.
He won. He had better he had less fat in his body.
Men do.
Yeah, men, unfortunately, but I didn't do too bad either. My fitness levels are the best they've ever been.
Good, because you got that fight coming up.
So we have the Healthy Bucks there, we have Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's about substance abuse advice and support is available. We've got the Brook Clinic there, that's sexual health and well-being. Mm-hmm. Macmillan Cancer Team, like I mentioned, Diabetes UK, and Mind, who are like, you know, for me, they were number one, as in like, because we're all about mental health awareness globally.
Yes.
And hence, you know, I'd like you to talk about this charity event that we're planning to...
Can we talk about that now? Yeah, go for it. So we've signed ourselves up for a little adventure, a little side quest.
Adventure.
In January.
God help London again.
So it's cool. It's with Ultra Challenge. You would have heard of it. It's their winter walk. So I did it last year, actually. I did a half marathon last year.
Okay.
And at the end of it, I was like, I was tired, but I was like, I could do more.
Yeah, walking is fine. Yeah. I thought you were going to go for a run, Nat. I thought we were going to run with each other. We're going to challenge ourselves to running.
Guys, walking for 8 hours straight is challenging.
Not for a bipolar patient.
All right, it's cool. You'll be my perfect walking partner. But yeah, we're going to walk for Mind, the charity Mind. So last year I walked for Beat, the eating disorder charity, and I raised £500-600 for them, which was cool.
That's brilliant. But this is something that I want to do as well. That's why I'm saying, like, you know, we want to go into that.
But this year we're going to walk for Mind. We have to raise £600 in 60 days.
Yep, guys, are you listening? £600 in 60 days.
So be prepared for a flurry of social media posts about this.
For some of my so-called friends out there, I know it's just basically like half an hour's job to raise £600. Yes. Mm-hmm. So let's be more charitable. Christmas is coming. You know, let's make a difference, guys, please.
But the walk, we're going to be walking, we start at the Oval Cricket Ground.
Yeah.
And we do a loop, literally all around
London. Oval Cricket Ground. Okay,
yes.
Then. So yeah. My Australian friend, I hope you are listening. We are coming your way. We are coming. Yeah.
Anyway, we're walking around London.
Who knows, Nat? They might donate some watches to us.
That
might be nice.
Anyway, we're walking around London.
Yeah.
We're going to go over the Thames Bridge. We're going to go past MI5, MI6.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. Really cool. From an artist's point of view, I love it because you get really good shots. But everybody walking is walking for a different charity.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Maybe we might even talk to some people on the walk.
You saying maybe? Of course we will. Of course we will. Hello. I can't... You think I'm going to spend the whole time talking to you? Like, as much as I love you, Nat, you know.
Oh, she hurts me too.
I love other people. This is me, right? And this is you as well.
Fine, I'll take my music.
This is you.
Switch off for a bit.
Yeah, we can do music. But obviously, when you see people, like, I just can't resist, you know.
And we get stops, the snack stops along the way.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
snack
good.
Stops, which is good.
I'm glad it's after my fight, yeah?
Yeah. But I just wanted to say, for the charity Minds, I mean, obviously everyone's heard of them.
Yeah.
But their main catchphrase is, by supporting Mind, we can all be there for someone before it snowballs. We can be the reason that a person doesn't end up in a crisis situation.
100%, yeah.
So they are sometimes, and I've been there myself with them, sometimes they are the last port of call before,
yeah,
you know, something happens.
Yeah.
And they do phenomenal work.
Yeah,
Absolutely phenomenal.
So
anything we can raise for them is is going to be life-changing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's not just, I just want to emphasize, guys, that we from Born to Make a Difference, we're not just going to stop supporting Mind just after this charity, whatever. We're going to continue to work with them and collaborate with them. Mm. And we're going to.
It's an umbrella charity.
Yes, it is.
That takes all mental illnesses, all neurodiversities, all cultures.
And that's what we're doing. That's what we want to do. Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of a perfect match for them.
Yes, it
actually.
Is. It is. So, yeah. So.
And we are under Team Born to Make a Difference.
We are. We are indeed. We are. So watch this space, guys.
Who might join our team?
Who is daring enough to actually care?
Dare to care, guys.
Yep.
Get your walking shoes on.
Yes.
I've got my snack bag.
Okay, right. Walking shoes. Trainers is okay, yeah? Just normal trainers.
Yes. Just make sure.
See, I'm a runner now. I'm a sprinter.
Runners.
So running shoes is fine, yeah? I don't have specific.
We're just gonna
I do it in boots?
Whatever's comfortable.
Could I do it in heels?
No. I'm not piggybacking.
I'm joking. I am joking. I just want to look my best in case we run into some famous people. You know?
I mean, you're going to do it in your sunglasses, right?
Yeah, obviously. My glasses. You can't. I don't have to take my glasses off, right?
No. Okay. Of course not.
I just need to get an outfit ready then. Yep. Just before.
Well, we'll have to wear their charity t-shirts.
Yeah.
But you can wear whatever. And if you want
accessories.
On your bottom half,
accessories. Guys, I'm waiting for my Hublot watch. Yes.
Yeah. Brothers.
You know, I can ambassador for Hublot. I can advertise on the Mind
Maybe
charity
we just
event.
To rock up again. You know.
We do actually. We yeah. They have been actually shouting out to us. We're the ones that haven't responded.
We have been busy.
So, me and Nat have been so busy that even Hublot can't get in touch with us. Wow. Well, no, don't laugh.
Oh, no, I know.
Come on, we need to own this one. We need to own it.
Because it's true.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's like the craziness of it. It's the only reason I'm laughing.
Right, I think we're digressing, aren't we, Steve?
We are.
Can you just push the stop button, yes?
I'm just wondering why Hublot watches are so important.
Oh, well.
Are they really good?
Yes,
they are. They are the manufacturers of great watches.
So isn't it something about the mechanism?
It is the mechanism.
Mechanism.
Unique, very unique in their mechanisms.
All about the mechanism.
Now you know, yes?
She tried to make me buy one for her. I was like, you're on. Job
Steve,
on.
Steve, have you not been on my Facebook? Yes, that's the one that I tried on.
That's the one she tried on in the shop.
Actually, it was more than that.
And I was like, nice. How does it feel?
It's not about the price tag. No. It is about the quality
it's
of the watch.
It's not about the price tag. Yeah.
Get three.
You want one as well? Yeah. Can you join us on the walk then?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Steve's going to join us on this walk, guys. There you go. Bribed him into it. Hublot, I'm counting on you. Right, anyway.
Do you know what, though? I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked me, they saw the Hublot thing, and they said, well, what are you going to do with it? Like, wearing a fancy watch? And I said, do you know what I would do with it?
Yeah.
I would, because we've got quite a lot of youth projects in the mix. We won't talk about them today, but
yes, watch this space. Yep.
I'd be like, I'd let the kids wear it.
Yes,
I'd be like, whoever performs best today,
we'll
gets
get
to
a
wear
Hublot
the
watch,
Hublot
watch
for
yeah.
1 hour.
Yes, yes, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's the way
that
we'd
would.
Use it.
It would, yeah, it? It would, it would, isn't it? And then yeah, and you just give that child that feeling of kind of.
Drive.
That it is that motivation.
Like, this
and this is
up.
What I'm talking about, Nat, because, you know, I'm just going to hint about the youth project that I've got in mind Born to Make a Difference, because we plan to roll out Aylesbury first, and inshallah, Aylesbury goes well, and then we want to move out to different towns and hopefully hit the cities, so London, Manchester, Birmingham, Newcastle. This is what we want to do, and this is all for the next generations ahead of us.
It's kind of like a youth club, but with a new twist to it.
It is with a new twist. And it's basically Nat, because, like, You know, I at the end of our therapy session, when mm-hmm. they told me, like, you know, how I felt and everything, and I turned around and I said to them, do you know what, guys, as I thank you guys for all your help, but I want to make this a better place for the next generation. I don't want my children to go through what I went through. Hence, I need therapy available for them at a younger age. And I'm going to fight for that. And this is what it's all about, because people therapy, it's not to do with the meds. People therapy, which also means, like, you know, now I've, you know, had my journey, I can see that it means art, it means boxing, it means different kinds of sports, dancing, music, literacy, okay? Like writing for me personally.
Public speaking
as well. For me personally, that is my therapy.
Yeah.
And there's many children out there that...
Can we say? Because obviously I did something with your youngest.
Yes, with Amara. Yeah. Yep.
We did smart... Didn't we this weekend?
Yes,
and
you did.
And what did she
say
to you at the end?
And she was Amara turned around and she said to me, "Mummy, can Auntie Nat be my therapy?" And I went, "Of course she can," because Amara turned around and said to me, "Like, Mum, can we get some therapy for me? Because I think I need it." And I said,
"What awareness? What awareness?" Of
yeah, at the age of 10, like, she already feels that she needs it. And I said, "Of course you can, Mum." And I did my research and they told me basically on NHS, it's going to take me 2 to 3 years to even get someone to actually look at her.
Yeah.
So I said to her, "Mum, this is a situation." She goes, "Well, can I try Auntie Nat with my art first? And if that goes okay, then I'll be okay, Mum. You don't need to wait 3 years." And it was just beautiful to hear her from a 10-year-old's perception that, do you know what? She's going to actually give this art therapy a try.
Let me specify here, because I have to be correct.
Yeah.
So I don't do art therapy.
No.
So for me, everything I do and what we'll be doing with the youth project.
But you should do art therapy.
Yeah, I'm in the process. I'm just not qualified.
Qualified yet.
So I call it art well-being.
Yeah.
Art creativeness. And it is similar, very similar, but I can't call it art therapy. But there is an amazing, amazing organisation in Aylesbury called POP.
Yeah.
You do art therapy. And I collaborate with them.
Okay.
I go and volunteer. I help them.
Yeah.
So... It's in the process. It's a technical thing.
But I just want to say there, Nat, that the talent that I see in you, you need to be doing this because you've had firsthand experience of your own mental health issues that you can relate to so many children out there, honestly.
Mm.
Yeah, as a teacher background yourself as well. So, yeah, I just want to mention that. And I just want to say that this is something that we're going to work on the youth project. So watch this space and inshallah, Natalie Bartram will have her own studio, art studio, where she will teach the children.
We'll see.
It's
all in progress.
It is. Yeah.
It's all in the hands of the gods.
It is, yeah.
Okay, what do we come to here to talk about today?
Men's mental, men. Oh my God, are you feeling left out again, Steve?
Men.
Steve is feeling left out again. So men, men.
Oh, right. I've got something to say. Did you know today was the anniversary of us losing Freddie Mercury?
Oh my God, no, I did not.
The great pretender, more than a rock star. Yes. The ultimate mask wearer.
Wow.
So it was in 1991.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that. Did you know that, Steve?
So how many years ago is that?
I knew it was a long time ago, but I didn't realise it was...
See, he was a character that made a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was the ultimate, I have to perform. I have to put on this version of myself.
Yes, to be accepted.
To be accepted.
Exactly that, yeah.
But then actually he was accepted in the end being his true self, wasn't he? And he was loved even more.
Exactly that. And it brings me to this quote that today it's all about. I'm sorry, but he's my favorite artist, Nat, or he or she, or I don't know what they call.
Oh, we're talking about Banksy.
Yes, Banksy, there's no one, you know. And this quote is going to stay with me for life. Nobody ever listened to me until they didn't know who I was. And I was telling my children in the car on the school run that you don't always have to be visible to be heard.
Or the loudest in the room.
Or the loudest.
Yeah, Banksy.
I am indeed. Banksy, please, are you listening, Banksy? You could be.
Can't you see it with the shades?
Yeah. Can you please?
You've got garage wall there.
Yeah.
Yes, I could do.
Have to get my spray cans out.
Banksy, I am here for you. Can I be your inspiration for your next painting? Please, guys. Nelima Chowdhury, yes?
Noted.
Born to make a difference. Right then. So yes, men, Steve.
Yeah.
Let's talk about men.
What do you want me to talk?
Can you just at least like mention, you know?
I haven't got a microphone, so I can't really talk.
Oh, okay. Well, you can borrow mine.
Can I ask your opinion on something?
Of course you can.
So I saw a quote that said, "He who conquers himself is the mightiest warrior." What do you think about that?
I'm not quite sure what it means. How do you conquer yourself? Do you mean keep yourself under control? Or
yeah, is it you keep yourself under control? Or is it he who manages his own demons and doesn't let them win?
I don't think you can always manage your own demons. Well, you can manage them, I suppose. You can't necessarily control them because they always sort of pop up. They're always there hanging around the doorway.
On the shoulder.
Yeah, they're waiting for you. But no, I think, yeah, that makes sense. If you can actually say, yeah, I know you're there, but you're not going to control me.
And is it the biggest battle is in within, not on the outside, maybe? Because we all say the mightiest warrior.
It very much is. It's very much when you're alone.
Yeah.
And that's when you can only talk to a dog for so long. And then you start listening to other voices, and that's not good. So what I've learned over the years is, A, to have a group of friends, but B, to make sure that you're doing something different all the time. So I don't just do one thing. I do lots of things. And that way my attention is always grabbed by what I'm doing that day.
I have an art piece I need to tell you about. I've started it this week. And it was for somebody who said the very same thing to me.
Okay.
And it's called Perpetual Motion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically what you're just saying. Yeah, yeah. Something, keep busy, keep going.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to just keep challenging yourself all the time. Well, the things that you guys talk about. But you do have to do that. And the problem is, if you actually do it for too long, then it becomes routine.
Yes.
And once it becomes routine, the little man sitting on your shoulder starts talking to you again. But if you're actually doing something that you've got to concentrate on and you've got to do something different, then you don't take any notice because you are really 100% into what you're doing. I guess what you said was right. If you can conquer yourself, then yeah, you're a bit of a champion, really.
What do you think the difference is between routine and habits? Because habit is healthy, isn't it? Healthy habits.
Yeah, habits.
Routine is boring.
habits fine in that, you know, you get up in the morning and, you know, I have a habit of taking the dog for a walk and things like that, but we go different ways.
Yeah. You and the dog.
Yeah, I go one way.
Where are you walking?
I go one way, he goes another. Nice. But no, we take a different walk, different days. My dog really is into routine. Both routine and habit. So, for instance, when he eats, he has to eat in a particular order, or he doesn't eat.
Animals and children are very similar, aren't they?
And, you know, it has to be in this order. And he sort of looks at me and I'll put his food down and he'll say, no, not having my food yet. I want that thing first.
Get it in order, so parent.
He sort of starts with his dessert and then finishes with his main meal, which is, yeah, really weird. And he has to go for a walk. Now, he doesn't necessarily need to go for a walk, but, you know, he really wants to. And he takes me with him, which is really kind of him.
That's how dogs work, though, isn't it? They take you. We're not taking them.
But occasionally he will break his habit as well. Like when it's raining, he'll look outside because he's a big, fluffy beast of a dog. And he'll look outside and he'll say, yeah, you know what? I think we can miss it today. We'll just go twice as far tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you very much. But yeah, no, I think habit is fine. And I think that...
As long as it's a healthy habit.
Yeah. But routine, yeah, it gets a bit boring after a while. I think that's one of the problems with a desk job. You go in, you're sitting, you're doing the same thing every day.
Monotony.
Yeah, and you just get bored with it. I love my life. I think it's really good. Get to meet you guys once a week.
Not on a Monday morning. Oh, God. You like more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I take a weekend. Get yourself ready. You can do this.
Okay, enough of the mic, Steve. Take it back. Thank you very much. Yep. Yeah. So that was Steve.
You've got
yep.
something to read to us, haven't you?
Right. So let's not digress, guys. Yes. So. Yeah. So let's get back to this. I want to mention the talk club for men that is available in Aylesbury because.
Oh, this was from your thing at the beginning.
Yes, it was.
It?
Yeah. I met Steve Wright, who is the captain of the ship of the talk club in Aylesbury. Okay. Yeah. And he was amazing. You know, we spoke for a while and
he's an ex-teacher, isn't he?
He's not an ex. He is a teacher. Yes. He's still a teacher. So he's still a teacher and hence he couldn't be with us today.
I didn't know that.
But watch this space. He will be coming on and, you know, other men in the members of the talk club will be joining us very soon. So watch this space, guys. If you guys are interested, they hold a talk club in Pegasus Gym, my gym, Pegasus Gym. Anyway, so the talk club is every Friday, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at the Pegasus Gym. And it's where just everyday men, they just go there and they share their feelings, you know, what kind of day they've had. And they rate themselves from 1 to 10. How are you feeling? 1 to 10. And from then,
it's free to go.
It is free to go. You just go there and you just, you know.
Anyone
can go.
Over 18?
Yes. Okay, if you're male and you're over 18, you can go to the talk club. Okay. So they have Twitter and Instagram at Talk Club Charity. They've got
Hella. They have a really good Instagram, actually.
Yes. Yeah, so it's all there. So if anyone that wants to have a look, hello@talkclub.org, therapy@talkclub.org. Yep, it's all there. So you can have a look yourselves. And I don't, you know, I'll let Steve, the captain of the ship, tell you more about that when you attend. Yeah, it's all there. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. You know, from my meeting with Steve on Wednesday on the Men's Health Day, I shared everything. And I think you're doing a brilliant job, Steve. And carry on making that difference. You know, we are going to make this difference and we're going to work together to do that. Coming to an end of this episode, I think, you know, and I just want to share with you guys that writing for me is therapy in itself. You know, everyone has their own ways of dealing with situations. For me, it's writing. I like to write a lot. From the people that know me, my loved ones, they know that I like to write. I don't stop. Once I start writing, I don't know how to stop. So anyway, just recently from incidents that have occurred, and not only recently, actually, even Born to Make a Difference came from all of this. And I just summarized my feelings towards the situation in the world now, and it is absolutely scary, and I want to make a difference, and I want other people to help me make that difference, because I believe that humanity is being destroyed not by disaster but by desire. And humanity, it isn't collapsing because the world is falling apart. It's collapsing because people are, not from natural disasters, not from war alone, not from fate, but from money, lust, greed, corruption, and blind obedience to the wrong people in power. I mean, we're living in a world where the moral compass has been replaced by bank balances, and where integrity is treated as weakness, while manipulation is celebrated as intelligence. The loudest voices are often the most destructive, and the quietest truths are ignored. Money has become the new god. Money was created as a tool, guys. Today, it has become the master. People are destroying friendships, families, communities, and nations for financial gain. They betray themselves for a paycheck, you know? Trade their values for status and let greed eclipse humanity. Money isn't evil, but the worship of it is. When humans place currency above compassion, civilization begins to rot from the inside out. And this is what we're currently experiencing. Yeah, then we have lust, the hunger that never ends. We live in an era of instant gratification. Real love is being replaced by lust. Authentic connection is replaced by desire without responsibility. People use each other emotionally, mentally, and physically, leaving behind emptiness disguised as empowerment. Lust is destroying the ability to value others as human beings. It turns hearts into objects and emotions into entertainment. Greed, the quiet killer. Greed doesn't scream, it whispers. It convinces people that whatever they have is never enough. It drives them to take more than they need, more than they deserve, and more than they can carry. Greed feeds on insecurity and disguises itself as ambition. But true ambition uplifts others. Greed crushes them. You know, we have currently, as you may know, we have the wrong people in power. And this is what is leading the blind leading the blind, basically. The wrong people in power. So these people in power are blind and they are leading the blind. The greatest tragedy of our time is not that power corrupts, but that the corrupt seek power. Every era has its leaders, but today too many leaders are not leaders at all. They are manipulators, opportunists, ego-driven performers, individuals who prioritize self-gain over public good, people who thrive when others stay silent, scared, or distracted, and society, exhausted and overwhelmed, follows them blindly. Because challenging authority, it requires courage, and courage is becoming rare. When the wrong people lead, even the right people begin to lose their way. I just want to emphasize that blind following is the most dangerous disease. Humanity's biggest weakness is not evil, it is obedience without thought. People are following trends, influences, politicians, religions, celebrities and ideologies with no questioning, no reflection, no self-awareness. They trust what is loud, not what is true. They move with the crowd, even when the crowd is running off a cliff. Blind following destroys critical thinking, it destroys morality, it destroys individual conscience, it destroys personal accountability. A society that doesn't question is a society that cannot survive. But there is hope. There is still hope. It starts with the brave few, though. Humanity is wounded, yes, but not dead. Yet. There are still people who think deeply, feel strongly, act with integrity, and refuse to be controlled by greed, lust, or corrupt power. And it only takes one spark to ignite a movement. People like you, people who see the truth and the antidote to a world infected by corruption. These are people with courage. These are people with compassion. These are people with vision. These are people who are born to make a difference. Humanity will be saved, not by the rich or the powerful, but by ordinary people just like you and me who choose to act with extraordinary moral clarity. Thank you, guys. So, yep, that is from the Born to Make a Difference team, and me, Nelima Ahad Chowdhury, as the founder. This is what we are doing. This is what it's all about. I just want to mention a special thanks to my creative collaborator and artistic arsenal, Madame Natalie Bartram, and also Michael Graham, who is my mentor, who has been my trainer and my inspirational leader. Yes, so we as a team, we want to make a big difference in this world, and we hope and pray that inshallah you guys are joining us on this mission. Thank you very much. Thanks.